Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear as some are afraid the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal will fall through. ABC's Ian Panel in Israel with more on what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting may be a snag.
Concerns now, certainly here in hostage squares where the families of those taken back on October 7th, 2023 gather that perhaps this deal isn't as done as everyone thought. The Netanyahu government is accusing Hamas of reneging on the deal. They were supposed to have met already this morning. The security cabinet should have ratified the deal, but that hasn't happened, raising questions about what happens next. For their part, Hamas is saying the deal is still on.
Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 70 people were killed. With the inauguration set for Monday, President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees appear headed for confirmation. President Biden delivered his farewell address to the nation last night, capping off his 50 years in public service. This is ABC News. Time running out for the social media app TikTok as they begin to prepare for Sunday's nationwide ban from the United States government. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A law passed by Congress last year requires TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to find a buyer not controlled by a foreign adversary. But with no sale apparently imminent, Reuters reports TikTok is preparing to shut down U.S. operations, saying users attempting to open the app will see a pop-up message directing them to a website with information about the ban.
President-elect Trump is reportedly considering an executive order that would give TikTok's owner up to 90 more days to find a buyer. Norovirus levels are hitting record highs with the most confirmed cases in 6 years. Nearly 30% of the tests conducted for the virus are coming back positive. That is double the peak in recent years. Health experts are recommending rigorous and frequent hand washing to reduce the spread. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Magic again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another win over the Orlando Magic, 122-93 at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks moving up to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, surpassing Orlando. They're coached by Jamal Mosley, born in Milwaukee, later got his start in the NBA with the Bucks under George Karl. How important is a win over a team they could face in the playoffs? Brooke Lopez.
It's obviously very important. You know, I think we've won games a few different ways against them, but Coach Mosley has done a fantastic job with them. They never quit. They never say die. They play a full 48 minutes every night. They play as hard as they can.
NFL, Matt LaFleur in meetings this week with his coaching staff, reviewing what went wrong for the team down the stretch. Could Jordan Love improve?
Do I think he can play better? Absolutely. Do I think I can help him out and be better? Absolutely. Do I think we can play better around him? Absolutely. I just think it's too much to put it on one person.
That's the Packers' Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes and Siza's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here to Trucker Thursday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Also our AM stations, which are 1590 AM and 1100 AM, and of course the Civic Media app, so you can't get away from us. I'm just saying, you can't get away from us. Two very special guests right now, and we love having people in this studio who go out of their way to make things better for maybe those that weren't blessed with a silver spoon in their mouths or whatever, however you want to call it. Holly Linder and Mike Schmidt, Grit 920.
So Grit is that's the name of the health the exercise facility.
Yeah, it's the name of our nonprofit. Grit 920 is how we like to refer to it. We do inclusive and adaptive fitness for all ages and all abilities.
And that's pretty cool, because when we sometimes talk about fitness, one might not think of people with some challenges. And how did that touch your heart? I mean, that's a very cool, and that's a niche, I guess.
Back in 2016, a small group of individuals from the Pulaski Middle School approached a trainer at Body Central in Howard and said, hey, we'd like to bring them to get some socialization and some workout and some fitness in. What do you think? And our trainer was like, yeah, let's do it. Well, fast forward to 2022. We became a nonprofit officially, and now we're serving over 220 individuals.
Isn't that great? God bless you for doing that. And you can't do that without community support.
That's right.
And you brought one of your sponsors with you. And Mike, just thank you for doing it. You can do so much for this community throughout the state.
But Mike, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Mike Schmidt. I'm director of marketing for Baycare Clinic, but also serve as the vice president of our Grit board.
And what attracted you? You get asked to do a lot of things.
Yes,
and
I do. Every day.
Right. You really do. I mean, when I was in office, you were constantly knocking on your door.
Right,
and
yeah.
You said yes a lot more than you said no.
Yeah.
Do you hide under your desk sometimes?
I pull a Costanza. Yeah.
Get into the drawer.
Yeah. I'll get you a calzone later.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Josh, what's a calzone? Yeah. I need a calzone.
But it's just something that... once you see those athletes come in the door,
it's
a no-brainer for us to help that as much as we can. It's just an amazing program, and to see those athletes coming in, high-fiving each other.
You want to know what my favorite sporting event I've ever been involved with, ever? DePere Cops against Sybil Hop. Hops against Cops.
Cool, yes, I do remember that.
Let me tell you something. I've never seen genuine joy coming from athletes more than in that
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then our next guest that you're on here today is Polar Plunge, which is, Special Olympics.
Yes.
I think we've all done that.
Yep.
We'll talk about that.
Nikki told me she said two things. Give her a big hug for me. And her other thing was do the Polar Plunge for her.
it's really interesting that you bring it up.
And I'm not going to. You know why? There's a reason. It's a neurological thing.
Yeah.
I'm too much of a wuss.
I hear you. I don't like to be cold either.
Yeah. No, but
it's for a good cause.
You've done it, right?
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. it raises some money, too.
Sure, you're doing a tuxedo one time or something?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Hey, but inclusive adaptive fitness, you got to get the word out because mm-hmm. I think there might be some people at home that don't know about this.
Yeah, absolutely. We were blessed yesterday to be announced as one of 50 nonprofits that are participating in the Give Big Green Bay.
Oh, that's great. Oh, good.
Yeah, so that is going to be such a boost for us because as a fairly new nonprofit, it's not only about raising funds, but raising that awareness so people know who you are and what you do and who you impact.
And people talk about fundraisers, and fundraisers are to raise money, but awareness is a big part of a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great that you're doing that. Hey, that give back, that's where, right, the Packers, Matt, mm-hmm. when is that? That's coming up.
That is noon on February 19th okay. through noon on February 20th.
We're going to talk about that. We'll mention yep. this again. What a great cause for you.
I mean,
a great
We're
venue
very
for
excited.
You. Yeah, you should be. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that... the people, do they do it by times, an hour, 2 hours? Is it a weekly? Do they set up appointments like us who are supposed to be with trainers?
All of the above. So currently we partner with three school districts, Howard, Suamico, Pulaski, and Bondiwell. They have set times on Wednesdays, and they rotate when they come in every week. And then we partner with three additional adult programs, Aspiro and Bridge the Gap, Shano and wow. Howard. And they come in also at set times. But currently we're offering something called Fun Fit Fridays, which is more of an open format, so anybody can sign up for that. It's once a month on Fridays at 4:30 p.m., so we'd love to have you. There's information on our website. You can click on there if you want to volunteer, or you can click on the register if you want to bring your athlete.
I want to get that to the website, but Grit 920.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about, I mean, it's easy to remember.
Why the name?
I love
yeah.
the name.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
The name.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure where it originally started, but it takes grit.
Oh, yeah.
To be active. It takes grit to get up every morning and want to go to work. I mean, we all need grit, but watching these athletes, like Mike said, showcase true grit every day, overcoming whatever disability they may be encountering, is inspiring and pure joy, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
And those schools that we partner with, we have students from those high schools come and work with these athletes as well.
Beautiful.
And you just see those connections.
Beautiful.
And you see those relationships and friendships form. It's almost more meaningful
awesome.
For those
volunteers. We tried to, actually, we were talking about this a little bit this morning about high school kids, football players, kids that get yep. involved with sports. It's not like in my day. You know, those guys thought they were yep. Mac Daddies, whatever. These days, if you're going to play, you also yep. better do some community yep. stuff, and you better show up, you better be on time, and you better be sincere about it.
100%.
That's a big part of it right now with athletics mm-hmm. is paying it, paying back and paying forward.
Paying forward
but those
yeah.
kids want to do that.
Yes.
I work at a new community shelter, at a homeless shelter, and we have a lot of kids that come in. They want to come back. You know, they like
absolutely.
I think like Johnny said, I don't think that when I was their age, I was as concerned about the environment. I was as knowledgeable about volunteering.
Well, these poor kids didn't have opportunities.
No. Yeah. I mean, think social media played a
part in that. These, you know, kids a little bit disadvantaged.
Oh, no,
you know,
yeah.
maybe you guys would have. Or I would have too, you know. But there was no organization like
it.
Yours,
right? Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I get you, what you're saying. But just about, I want to just talk about Bayport for 1 second to Notre Dame. But we had Bayport on our show after yep. they won the whatever national championship, whatever they won,
state chip,
state, yep. and then and then I worked at the shelter that night, and the Notre Dame kids were there. And mm-hmm. these are two kids that could have been like back in Johnny's
state
day,
champions,
just
both
swagger.
Champions. I'm too cool for the room,
right? BMOC, yep. and yep. instead, yep. you know, they're like.
Yeah,
and I just think that's really cool. And you make a good point, Johnny. They didn't have the opportunity to mm-hmm. volunteer like this.
Right. Yeah, it's incredible. I think social media plays a part in that of keeping yeah. the kids connected to causes. We're really proud of our connection with Bayport. A lot of the football players have volunteered with us. When we
kids.
Do the adaptive football camp with the Packers at Titletown,
yeah.
we had at least a dozen football players show yeah. up to assist.
Well, and that's kind of that's a awesome. New thing, flag football,
mm-hmm.
for these wonderful people.
Yes.
Yep.
And these kids, these athletes are getting involved with
right.
that, with team, they're coaching and doing mm-hmm. all these things.
Yeah,
I
love it.
Yeah. Mike, I got a text here. Great to see Grit920 being featured on Mine or the Mayor. Jenny.
Yeah.
No, Janine.
Janine.
Mm-hmm. Janine.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, it's great to talk about these things. And Mike, I just, again, BayCare does a lot. And you guys aren't, you don't brag a lot about what you do.
No.
But
my goal is to be a community partner, not just a healthcare partner. And I think, you know, we've been around here for 25 years now, BayCare Clinic has, and anything we can do to just strengthen the community, you know, I'm looking for every opportunity to do so.
You, that's think, awesome, you think your phone's ringing now?
Probably. I've got a few texts right now.
Yeah. You guys sure got a beautiful place in Manitowoc.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of that facility. It's our first standalone clinic that we built in Manitowoc to really plant our flag.
Okay, I just want to say something here. Some developer screwed up mightily in Manitowoc County. Okay. They could have built 10-story condos where you guys are overlooking one of the most beautiful views in the United States of America, and you guys grabbed that and took it. When I'm sitting in the waiting room there for different things, I'm just looking out there. It's like, are you kidding me? It's I'm like in a hospital waiting room? This is unbelievable.
Can you imagine those kids that come here just out of... Dad, what ocean is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just great that you did that.
Michigan Ocean,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So tell me some other
the
things.
The Gulf of Mino.
Tell me some other things that you're working on that BayCare supports. I know some, but why don't you tell us a couple?
Our foundation, our BayCare Clinic Foundation, a big initiative that they have is mental health right now. You know, we just committed $500,000 over the next 5 years to different nonprofits in the area, kind of focusing on that mental health initiative.
That's awesome.
So, wow.
Everybody does have this. And Jim always says, okay, whether it's a musician, whether there's a spark somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere that you might even... I just want to know, where were your sparks to want to devote a big part of your life towards something like this?
I think for me personally, it's seeing the joy. Sometimes you get caught up in the rat race, right? You're stressed out. You're focusing on the wrong things. Walking into that gym and seeing them walk into that gym, like I said earlier, pure joy. But we're also giving them something that they haven't had before. We're building that confidence.
Yeah.
We hear regularly, oh, I've never heard that. If we compliment them on succeeding a task and building a muscle, wow, you did great there. I've never heard that. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We've missed a little of that. The soft skills, you know, we're getting better at it because everybody who comes in, you know, well, we do this, but really we do that. And that is the soft skills. We give them confidence. That's so important. Tell me, I want your website. I'm going to ask again, but give me, how do we contact you? Because tell me again who it's for. It's for anyone with disabilities or certain age limits or what?
Nope. All ages, all abilities. We have everybody with autism, CP, Down syndrome. There's no limit for us. We work with you to understand your ability, and then we're off.
Whatever
the
level they're
off, whatever level that we meet them there.
That's
we
beautiful.
Meet them at that level.
Cater what they can do. Right?
Yep, beautiful. Absolutely. And our website is www.grit920, which is a zero, but we say .com.
I got to tell you one thing though. You know the joy of watching them, the joy they have when doing that. Okay, it goes the opposite way too. In the Hops versus Cops basketball game, and I was announcing on the screen, and they were leading by 3, and it's like, oh, and Hops gonna win this ball game. Oh, the Cops don't have a chance. And a buddy of mine, I'm not even gonna say his name, Dennis Gladwell. He's from my hometown of Negaunee. He's an Imperial cop. Okay. Just at the buzzer, just for the buzzer, launches like a 30-foot shot, just and it goes through a swish.
Oh, no.
Those kids fell on the floor. No! So, I mean, they feel the full passion when they get involved with that.
Oh,
so
totally.
We threw it into overtime, and trust me, Hop won that ball game.
Good, good.
Nice. Awesome.
So it almost was cool that they experienced the exhilaration and then the heartbreak and then the exhilaration again. And it was all on their sleeves. It was awesome. So much fun to be involved with that program. It was really cool.
Yeah.
All the respect in the world for you all for doing this.
Thank you.
And the volunteers, which I'm sure help.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
the life
we have
blood.
A great
Holly, I want to talk about that. Just I don't know what kind of time we have here. But if people want to help out, there's a lot of personal trainers in Green Bay. And if they want to give some time to your segment of training, tell me, are you looking for people and...
And hold the thought.
Okay, all right.
That's a really important aspect of all this. We're going to send our 1 minute break. Holly Linder, Mike Schmidt, Grit 920. Phenomenal organization, phenomenal cause. And we're going to find out how you can be involved. Right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. We're going to send our quick break. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Heck yeah, it's Trucker Thursday right here, Mino and the Mayor. We've got two very special guests, Holly Linder and Mike Schmidt, and Grit 920 is the name of the organization. A couple of quick questions and one comment. First of all, number one, every organization I talk about, like Team Triumph and the amputees and everything, right off the bat, we want to be involved. We are involved. It's all-encompassing, it seems like. And number two, how can people get involved to help you guys? Because, again, volunteers is a lifeblood.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently on our website, you can click to volunteer with us, and I get an email directly to me, and all we need is a background check. And you're off to the races. And we would love to collaborate with as many nonprofits as possible because we believe in collaboration over competition any day.
Absolutely.
You know, Green Bay lately has been getting these awards for being this great community. And, you know, I mean, I didn't do the survey. I didn't write the survey. But it's people like you. This is a very good community for everyone. It is inclusive. We got work to do. We have work to do, but you know, we're trying to do it. I mean, you've only been around for a couple of years, right? And people need to, when they see this come through on Give Back Green Bay, it's this, you know, that sailing thing. I'm big on those guys. I think that's great what they do of teaching kids
how to sail and paddle.
That's talk about giving confidence and appreciation for the natural resources. I mean, that's a cool thing. I want to talk about yours though today.
Yeah.
And I just think some of those smaller organizations, I mean, everybody knows, and God bless them, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, those are all great organizations, Boys and Girls Club, but these smaller ones, they should grow and you will grow.
Yes, absolutely. We have confidence that we're going to grow. There's 50 nonprofits that were chosen for the Give Big Green Bay event, and we would love to collaborate with as many of them as possible.
Now, one of the things, are you looking for just, I don't want to say just anybody, but is there any areas of expertise that somebody might have in their normal life or job that are, you know, a little bit, you know, a little, oh boy, could we use you?
Right. Occupational therapy, a nutritionist, because we want to expand this to be all around wellness, not just
fitness.
You want
fitness. Me to volunteer for that aspect?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's National Pizza Day.
We'd love to have you.
And cannolis.
Yeah. I'll bring the cannoli. And maybe people, there's a lot of personal trainers in Green Bay.
Well, I was thinking, I was also thinking, like, people that used to be high school coaches or phy-ed teachers and people like that, too, right?
Yeah, it's just really about the energy.
Look at us. We're
the energy.
Couple.
Yeah. That's right.
And when she starts finishing your sentences, you're in trouble.
Welcome to my world. We've been described as those two old guys in the balcony and the Muppets.
I'd like to think we're a little more positive, but
those guys,
we have our days. So it's inclusive, it's adaptive, it's fitness. And again, someone who may have some hesitation that I can't go in the gym, there's all this equipment, there's all these healthy people, you know, and even scares people that are like Yeah. Right? Normal people like me, you know? Do you sit down then in the interview, or you said you meet them where they are? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, so currently they come in as groups, but we are, I mean, more than willing to meet one-on-one and discover where they want to be, what are their goals currently, what are their issues that we might have to overcome.
I could see parents of, you know, being a little reluctant, maybe, I'm not sure my child is, seems like you guys are very warm, inviting for the individuals. I just feel that.
Absolutely. We try to be one-on-one, if not one-on-one, at least 1-to-3 ratio, so we can develop those relationships and really encourage every participant that walks through the door.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
I think it's cool, and I think people need to volunteer. I mean, that's what makes this community work, and people don't know that until you kind of work for the community. And
There's such a need everywhere.
Sometimes government might take a little bit more credit than they deserve. You know, it's just really, it's people like you.
Not so much anymore. Todd, give me a bell on that one, bro.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah. There's these trainers, if they want to volunteer a little bit, maybe they could give you a call.
Absolutely. Our phone number is on the website. The email, grit920@gmail.com, goes directly to me. Would love to chat with anybody that's got a passion for this.
How's your budget?
What budget?
We run very...
That's why Mike's here.
Okay, so Jim bought like 5 years worth of personal trainer.
Okay.
Okay? Was trying her hardest. But he was actually going to donate some of his things to somebody. I'm not even going to say who, because I don't want to get in trouble with this. But he was going to donate. So, Jim, would you be willing to donate some of your sessions back to
him? I have a great trainer. Actually, her husband's a doctor. Okay. And I'm sure she would love to. She does like to volunteer.
Yeah.
And something to go over there. She's just very encouraging. Like you said, positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And look, I used to be 300 pounds.
Yeah.
She's great. So,
hey, anyway. I gotta ask you one question. Jim gets mad whenever I do this, but where are you from?
I'm from the UP originally.
I know where.
Kearney.
Kearney! Wow. You know what? We just had some guys in here. We had a wonderful little music, a duo, and they hunt in Powers in Kearney.
Absolutely.
And they're from Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I've driven through that area, because I'm from, you know, Nagani and our camps in Gwynn and drive through Kearney, and that's telling me, if it's at dusk in the summer, deer are just like grazing along the roads, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. Everywhere in Menominee County, it's, crazy.
The Kearney Wolves.
Exactly.
The Kearney Wolves.
Played for them.
Did you really?
Yep. Coach Paul Pulfus was my coach, and he was amazing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Play against the Mid Penn, Superior Central,
all of the places,
all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Rapid River,
All right.
Bark River,
yes,
all
the Class D.
I could go on and on and on.
I know.
Channing, does Channing still have a high school?
Not Channing.
Okay, nope. All right, there you go.
All right, Grit 920. So it's I want to thank you for doing that. I did use the word niche, but it's a niche that needs to be addressed, and you stepped up and did that, Holly. And
yeah, thank you.
Couldn't do it without Baycare.
You know where
could do a lot of things.
You know
without
where Baycare. You need to take some of these great people to my buddy's place, Bud DeYoung.
Oh,
you ever been up there?
The DeYoung
family
Zoo
in Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What a
very
hands-on,
cool.
Wonderful place that is.
Yeah.
Oh my
There's a good
gosh.
Partner for you.
I would sponsor a bus trip if you ever want to do that. I would pay for the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I'd have people pay for the whole thing. And like when Jim was in politics, but I'd take credit.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thank you for doing this. Mike Schmidt, you've had a tough life, but you are giving back a lot.
Sir.
And we all appreciate that here in Green Bay.
Thank you so much.
The whole community,
you guys.
Take care of the state. And Holly, keep up the good work. And I got a feeling that program's going to continue to grow. And I really like what you said about these partnerships with other nonprofits, because we don't have enough of that here.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't have a siloed community. We got to work together to make it better. So
absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. You
thanks for
awesome.
Everything you all do. Thank you so very much. Holly Linder, Mike Schmidt, grit920.com. Check it out, folks. We come back. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, of course, coming up. Addie Teeter, Special Olympics coming up. Rob Demoski, ESPN coming up. Stay with us. Just getting warmed up.
Blue dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Within the past 20 years, technology has made great strides when it comes to the agriculture industry. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and joining me is Ryan Raguse, a co-founder of Bushel, to explain how artificial intelligence has recently had a huge boom.
We've been working on AI for a long time. Like, the very first AI research was in like 1956 at like Dartmouth College. And we've been kind of inching our way towards, you know, what this really means and what the technology is. But the latest rendition is really from kind of a breakthrough in computing style, which is the transformer architecture, which has led to the boom that we're now in. So all these different types of applications that we're thinking about in terms of artificial intelligence.
Ragu says that if we allow AI, can have a great impact for the agriculture industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it on our website at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at what the markets are doing this morning. Grain looks to be coming back down after seeing gains earlier this week, as cash corn is down 2¾ at 476, and new crop corn is down 4 at 453. March soybeans are down 12½ at 10¾¼, while November soybeans are down 9¼ at 10¾. March wheat is down 5 at 542, and July wheat is down 4½ at 564. Class 3 prices look to be trying to come back up, as February Class 3 milk prices are up 8 cents at $20, and March Class 3 milk prices are up 6 cents at $19.73. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024, when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll remember the life and impact of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll listen to excerpts from his speeches and discuss how it relates to the present day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
And nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. More information is coming out about the suspect arrested for allegedly robbing the Wells Fargo Bank branch on South State Street in Appleton Tuesday. The suspect, 63-year-old Martin Scheidemeyer of Appleton, was convicted in 2011 for a robbery at the same bank branch. Both times he told police he would rather go to jail than be homeless due to his financial situation. Scheidemeyer made his initial court appearance yesterday. Bond was set at $15,000 cash. He returns to court on January 22nd for a preliminary hearing. As the bird flu begins to pop up all across Wisconsin, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it will begin rebuilding its bird flu vaccine for poultry to match the current strain. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed the first positive test in a poultry flock in Barron County in December, soon after confirming the first positive human case stemming from that infected flock. State officials say they've been forced to depopulate over 73,000 birds in three commercial flocks so far. Meanwhile, grocery shoppers are noticing an increase in the price of eggs and, at some stores, a limit on how many dozen you can buy at a time. The Wisconsin Growers Association says the reason for the price increase is the spread of the bird flu. The USDA said that in 2024, the price of eggs went up about 8%. This year, they're predicting an increase of 11%. The current avian or bird flu outbreak is the largest on record, and cage-free eggs seem to be the most impacted by the bird flu. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome to my negotiate. If I ever go to buy a car, and I'm going to take him. No.
You bring in value to the house? I don't know. Okay, wait, back. All right.
Can't even.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor here. Not
sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation.
You guys are outing me today.
Stop trying to take money out of her pocket, Jim. Come on. Yeah. Okay. We're all in this together. Yeah. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
Excellent.
Doing?
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do. What's going on in the mortgage world now?
What's fun in the mortgage world? Well, you know.
Can you use the word fun?
Well, I'm actually having a lot of fun with it right now.
Great.
I am for multiple reasons.
Put it this way. People still want to buy and people still want to sell.
They do. Yeah. And I think everybody's like, okay, I'm done waiting for the election. I'm done waiting for rates to come down. I'm just done waiting.
Get through the holidays. Everything. Yeah. Yep.
January 1st, no lie, my phone started ringing like crazy after 2 weeks of it being pretty slow. And we're just rocking and rolling right now.
That's
so
fantastic.
So it's been awesome. I love this. This is where I thrive.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and we've talked about this lots of times.
Yeah.
About, you know, the what ifs. That's been going on for, what, close to a year, Jim?
Yeah.
Six months or whatever. And now all those things are done.
They kind of are.
So now, okay, what is the, okay, you either accept it or you don't, but this is how, no more waiting to see what happens.
Well, and I just don't, before you answer, and when you talk, there's obviously going to be a change in Treasury. Even the people who are going to be here for the next few years don't see a lot of significant movement.
No.
Is what it is.
Yep. The Federal Reserve has basically said, listen, this is, you know, we're going to stay higher for longer. The economy's good. The job report came out really good.
It did. Yeah.
All, you know,
unemployment's
all the things. Unemployment's good. The volatility of the market with the inauguration coming up, you know, just it's not going to do anything extravagant one way or the other.
I got mine at 3%. Yeah. Those days are over. You know, like my parents would say, they bought their house for whatever, 30, so I don't know, whatever they paid for it. It's like, those days are over too.
And yes.
Accept it. You got, hopefully you're making more than you did, you know, back when our parents were working. And so I just think, you know, if you want to do it. There's still we still have a supply problem with housing.
Yeah. Absolutely. The one thing I'm hoping for, and I have no evidence to back this by any means, but with the new administration and the developing side of it, my hope is that they really come in and start figuring out a way to help these developers. cut the red tape and be able to develop more. I was talking to a massive home builder down in the Milwaukee Madison market, and he was telling me, he's like, listen, he's like, our hands are so tied right now because if we want to build, let's say condos, and they want to build 150 condos, but they want to start 10 at a time, they have to pay the taxes and everything on, it's, they're called doors, and 150 doors up front. Well, developers don't necessarily have all that. They develop as they go, right? They develop and then they make money and then they start a new project and start a new project. And so I'm really hoping that that's where a lot of it comes in, because the cost of building is seeming to have leveled out a little bit and not continuing to rise. And if we can get the developing side of it, the land developing and things like that, to get more building where it's more affordable for these builders, and then they don't have to pass all the costs on to the consumers, I think that that's the next way for it really to come down.
And I told you a couple of years ago, I was ready to build, and then all of a sudden, whatever happened, happened. And I know they hate doing the price per square foot, but at least that gives you a little bit of a home ground to start from.
Right.
And it pretty much doubled
In
about a year and a half, 2 year span.
Yep. I was watching, looking at numbers yesterday, and the price per square foot was up about $16 from last year to this year.
Oh.
So that's not terrible, but it's up. And then the home appreciation in our area is still
$16,000 on a pretty little house. I mean, that's not nothing.
It's when you go 1,000 square feet, 2,000 square feet, it adds up. There's no doubt.
2,000. I mean, it's another 30 grand that you didn't want to pay any last year. So I hurry up and wait is not a good idea here.
No.
I think what people need to look at, and I just want to say that this new administration, I follow that stuff pretty closely. Mm-hmm. That is a priority. Mm-hmm. It's been overshadowed by immigration and Greenland and all this other stuff that's going on. The media's not picking up, but they've made a commitment.
Greenland or Iceland?
Iceland. I don't care.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just say that it's
the big notes in the news that we
Greenland. Yeah.
Oh, is it Greenland? I thought it was Iceland. No. Okay, never mind.
Okay, I'm just saying that
one of the lands.
But it is happening, this building. And, you know, I think there was some talk of allowing building on federal land, which I'm not crazy about, but whatever. They're going to do something because I think the new administration, when they say something, if they don't act on it, they're gonna get beat up pretty bad in the press.
Sure.
And they've talked about housing. And I think it's a really important thing. I just think we can't come up with all the solutions of, you know, abating taxes or and then not have the labor force. So that's we gotta stay with NWTC and apprentice programs. We just need to.
Is that still an issue?
100%. Yeah, and I'm working with you guys. I've got a few really young bucks that I'm working with right now. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
she was looking at me.
She was not looking at either of you. I just want to make that.
All right, you're right. Okay.
No, but where they're in and they're putting in the hard work. They're 19, 20 years old. The money that they're making right now is incredible.
Awesome. Okay, and there's so many grants. I've thrown myself out there, Kristen.
Yeah.
There's a shortage. I've thrown myself out there to home builders.
It's not that big
I'm ready,
shortage.
Willing, and able to come to work for you as a laborer, as a general laborer. Yeah. Let me set my hours, maybe. Or whatever. Yeah. But still, I'm willing to, and I've gotten zero response.
Yeah. That's
nap times aren't included, Mino.
Yeah.
No, but it's such a... More, and I'll just say kids, but I mean young adults really need to look at the trades. I've got a girl right now who, a young lady who I was closing on her house, and she is one of the best tile installers I've ever seen. So that I'm saying That's this, cool. I don't mean just guys.
Right.
Like the work she does is amazing.
Oh, that finishing and work is that's where you want to get people.
And think about that now. Like she's got a solid job. Yeah. She's making great money. And she's
it's a lifetime job.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, I can hardly get her on the phone because she's so busy, which is awesome.
I think the other thing that our community has to lean into a little bit more are, I'm not sure, tiny homes. I don't really like that because they're not that.
Right.
They're not huts. But or getting different products. You know, the train car thing is, you know, like 2,500 square foot. I don't know how many cars he had. Six or seven. But that's just like. We just have to think a little bit differently.
We do. We definitely do. And I think it even comes down to educating the youth because they're right away, they're all star-eyed emojis, right?
Yeah.
And it's, well, I don't want this little house over here, downtown Green Bay, like you and I and all of us had when we started. They want the 300,000-400,000 brand new property right out of the gate. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
But if you look at our area,
you know,
yeah, I do.
There's some wonderful properties in that Bond Street area. that is looking for a youth turnover so much. That's where I started.
There are some
zone
neighborhoods. One was off of Mather Street. I remember we sold when I was doing the publicity for the one of the real estate companies. And it's like, it was almost like a little enclave that I never knew about.
Right. Isn't
but
that
these
area
people
amazing?
That have bought these old little houses, the people got too old to take care of.
Yep.
Their kids didn't want them.
Yep.
And young professionals moved into that neighborhood. And it's really cool. There's and you would never know.
My first house was in there and I loved it. I still drive by it all the time because I absolutely loved the neighborhood. I felt safe. Everything about it was great.
And you're right. And that, I was just going to say that, you know, the house is important, but the neighborhood's really important, you know. The other thing that I think we have to look at, you know, these barn dominiums, we talked about that a little bit yesterday or the day before, and that will require some zoning from the village or the township or whatever they call themselves. But those are opportunities for housing as well, you know, and I just, and especially if you get someone like John who can do the work, you know, I can't, my neighbor bought up an old house and I mean, he just, it was like he was punching a clock, 7 a.m, he'd be working, take his little lunch break and he did a great job.
Yeah.
I just think we have to give those opportunities or else people are going to be like, there's nothing out there. Well, yeah, there is. You just got to think a little more creative.
Yeah. And I mean, shameless plug. If you listen, you guys, I've talked to you a little bit about my podcast, but we break down in that podcast, different educational pieces, whether it be PMI, whether it be insurance, whether it be, and one of them that we just recently did to your account is speaking on how those, if you build that up and you buy that fixer upper and the house hacking, what you can really do with that as a you know, a younger adult, right? And how building your real estate wealth is starting in that and doing that house hacking and putting little down and getting
into it. You mentioned PMI.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain what that is.
Yep. Private mortgage insurance.
And that has to kick in if it's not, what, 30% down payment? Or what is it right now?
20.
It is 20.
Yep.
Okay.
It's been 20 for a really long time.
Okay. I thought it went up for some reason, but it didn't, huh? Okay.
No. And we have...
20% went up because houses got so expensive.
Maybe that's what it is. You're right. Yeah.
The dollar amount themselves went up. But in there, Randy Foss from MGIC, who MGIC was the founding of the PMI, he and I really break down why you should use PMI to benefit and help your wealth instead of being scared of it. Because essentially without that, like PMI is everyone hates it because, well, it's not insuring me. It is because it's insuring the opportunity that you can now buy a house with less than 20% down. So it's really helping you there because there was a time in the past where you couldn't.
They just blow you off pretty much.
Yeah, and now you can do that because the lenders are insured with the private mortgage insurance companies. So, and one of the things I hear a lot is, well, it's so expensive. It doesn't have to be. If you're buying, if you have good credit and you're putting down 5% PMI, I'm quoting as low as like $30, $40. So it's not nearly what people think it is. And, you know, so it's just one of those tactics that you can use to help you. Now, if you come from a family line that's, you're not buying anything until you have 20% down, I understand the thought process. But for those of you who want to get in rather than waiting, because like you said, hurry up and wait. Well, if you hurry up and waited the last 2 years for rates to come down, you missed about 20% of equity built into the new house.
And I will say this, something like Jim, and he talks to kids about doing this too, as far as like, don't be afraid to go to your parents and say, listen, I know once you're gone, I'm going to get something, but I could really use that now and enjoy it. And
so that happens so often right now. And that's the theme we're getting is and the parents are even saying like, I'll give them whatever they need. Don't tell them how much, but I'll give them really whatever they need because I'd rather them have it now versus waiting till I'm gone. I'd rather see them with it now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that there's nothing wrong with 20%.
No, no, not at all. I mean,
you know, I know there's other deals out there,
down,
but that's why that's there.
Yep.
And if you got 20% equity in your home right off the bat, you know, that's a good step.
Absolutely.
I mean, now all of a sudden you're going to start really building more equity. And in real estate, I mean, you know, it's get rich slow. But if you can do that, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, 15 years, I'm got another couple hundred thousand I didn't think I was going to have. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, yeah,
absolutely.
But that education is important, and you bring that to the party, and we thank you for that. Tell me about your podcast. How do I find that?
Yeah, it's always on point.
Okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we want to talk about that a little bit more as soon as we come back. That's what we want to lead with. One more time, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Folks, if you got questions, I'm telling you, she has every answer. You can't you can't stump her. Let's just put it that way. Back with more right after this.
Thank you. Seeing things that I never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for the Oshkosh North teams. January 31st at 4 p.m. is ASL floor hockey. Oshkosh North varsity plays at home versus Appleton West. Then at 7:30, girls varsity basketball plays Appleton East at Appleton East High School. Monday, February 3rd at 6:30 is varsity gymnastics meet. Valders versus Oshkosh Co-op at Oshkosh West. Tuesday, February 4th is boys varsity hockey conference tournament with Oshkosh Co-op versus WIAA at 7 p.m. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. We're the best.
Trucker Thursday here in Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app, and of course, 1590 AM and 1100 AM, listening all over the world, like I said, even in Lapland, which we're going to figure out exactly where that is. Right. Kristen Ambrose here.
Lapland.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. I know.
These guys didn't know that we were in international
territory. Yeah, they're listening to you in basically it's north of Finland.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's really
beautiful
cool.
place. They sent us pictures. Yeah. Oh my God, the most
I
beautiful
love it.
Place you've ever
I
seen.
Love it. Well, hello.
I'm gonna get a little summer place over there. I think
I have to get a license.
Actually,
there
I might
so
go there and train because yeah. I want to take part in the snowshoe national world championships that are coming to Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
In about a month, so I got to get my training going here.
I don't know if it pays to get your license up there because they both own homes.
All right, that's fair enough.
God, I'm not the only two people that live there. That was my joke. There's more people. You can do something.
Kristen Amboy's Point Mortgage Corporation
podcast.
Yes.
Super popular. Everybody
Thank
listens
you.
To them. They download
yes.
them. Tell me more about yours, type of guests you get, how we access
yeah.
it.
Thank you. So it's called Always On Point Podcast with Kristen Ambrose. You can
Always On Point.
Yes.
I love it.
Always On Point. You can find it on, I have it on my YouTube channel. Otherwise, you can find it on Apple, Spotify, yeah. all the big.
Yep.
I don't even know them all. I should, but. There's so many places you can get podcasts right now, but on all the major podcast stations and or platforms. So what we're really doing there is we're trying.
We would have said stations.
Stations.
Jim and I would have.
You can go on your computer.
Yes.
And look at the World Wide Web. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Yes. The internet's the interwebs.
You can listen to music.
Yes. You. Music, books, and you can listen to us talk about mortgage.
No,
mortgage is one of the least.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's
your time. This has nothing to do with what you. But you just said that about books. You can read books.
Yeah.
So. I got my Kindle,
okay,
and I read this great book on it on Joe Montana, and then they give the list of, you know, like 20 other books, okay, and it's like John Grisham and blah blah blah. Guess what other book shows up right there?
Yours,
my book.
Oh, cool,
my book.
You wouldn't have brought
that.
It up unless it wasn't.
That's
so.
A proud moment.
My book.
You would deprive.
Pay no attention to him. Pay zero attention. Yeah. It's one moment of glory. I just want to say.
I love
mention.
It. That's
so go
awesome.
Ahead.
Well, right. Good for you. That's
so
exciting.
Pod,
I would be
thank
too.
You.
But yeah. The podcast.
I almost ordered it.
You should have.
I know.
No, we you guys know, and if you know me at all, you know I've been massive about mortgage education. Financial literacy is something that's really been lost in the last 15 or 20 years. And so that's one of the things I've really tried to bring back and add value to our industry. So the podcast just seemed perfectly fitting. Right. And so we really dive into all kinds of different things. So and it's all about education. So I do have different real estate agents or different industry professionals coming on to talk about different things. It's not something to sell you. It's something to educate you. And these agents that are coming on are so gracious. They've donated their time to help with that mission in all territories, whether it be house hacking, whether it be their personal investment, whether it be the luxury market, like we were just talking about, PMI, what to expect on a first-time home buyer basis, and the grants out there, and just anything we can do. So that way you can feel like you have a local person educating you. And if you have any questions, to call, and you have somebody that is right here to talk to you. Yeah,
we talked to Ben and Deanna Malcourt about that just recently. And it's surprising. In fact, you just told us something during the break, which was surprising. There is an element of real high-priced exclusive homes in Brown County that people might not know about.
Right.
But there are people moving into this area, maybe to get away from crime in the city or whatever else is happening in the city. Yeah. And they come up here and they can still have one heck of a place.
Right.
What did you say? They're like 22 homes over $1 million, or something, like 26,
I think it was the number right now.
Wow.
Now, something might have happened in the last couple days or something sold
general,
or whatever. Yeah. But in general, we have plus 20 homes in the million-dollar plus market, which is huge. And you have to remember, like, for us who have been here the whole time, we feel like our cost of living is going up, right? We are one of the highest tax states in the country. However, when
property tax-wise,
thank you for that. And one of the things that people don't talk about, though, is that our overall cost of living in the nation is one of the least. So even though we have high property taxes, when you come in, there's people that can't rent something for under $2,500, a small two bedroom. And here you can rent something for $1,000. You know, we were just talking in New York, it's 10 grand just to even get an apartment probably the size of this room we're in right now.
Yeah. And that's
which
not including parking.
Yeah, no. Not parking. And don't have a car and all the other things. We're here. We're really lucky.
Your money goes
really
further
are.
Here. There's
it
no question
really
about
does.
It. That's one of the reasons we win a lot of these awards is just because of that.
Yeah. You know,
paid for gas $2.65 yesterday.
See?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Loved it. I know. I said to my husband last week when I filled up my gas tank, I'm like,
I know.
I filled up my gas tank.
I wish
for
I had a big storage
$60.
Tank. I wish I had a big storage tank someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoning. I don't think you can get that either.
Right.
Would they know?
Maybe not. Maybe. This podcast, that sounds great. And I'm so glad
thank
that because you can't know enough before you buy a home, because that's probably going to be one of your biggest investments, if not your biggest investment.
Yep.
So
it is.
And it,
there's no better advice to give to potential buyers than educate before you meet with a realtor.
Right. Well, 100%. I do agree with that. It helps the realtors out because they don't know. They only know what you're telling them. And then by the time they get pre-approved, it's usually a totally different story.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as the theme for people as well, they're going to work for me. They're going to work whenever I need them. And I, you know, but at the end of the day, let's be real. They're taking time away from their families and their other clients. And if you're not prepared and it ends up being nothing, it's a waste of their time. And they don't want to waste your time or theirs or the seller's.
And and be honest, sometimes you get the service that you're
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. The website again. The reason I'm so intrigued with the website is they can learn when they want to learn. Sometimes
the
there's
podcast.
Too much pressure when they're sitting at the podcast. Sometimes there's too much pressure sitting in front of a banker, or sometimes realtors are just too aggressive.
Agreed.
So they can listen when they want, chill time, and learn about it. So.
Yep.
One
absolutely.
More time.
I would actually go to my YouTube page and then just find Kristen Ambos Mortgage. And that's going to have tons of short clips, long clips, and well, also the podcast. So
Kristen,
thank you guys.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Thank you. You guys
thanks,
too. Appreciate
you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
We come back. Special Olympics talking polar plunge with Addie Teeters. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety. And J.R. Ratcliffe, stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says when it does go through.
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President